Thank you so much for joining me today. Three quick things. One, any links mentioned in this episode may be affiliate links. Two, nothing mentioned in this episode should be taken as professional advice. Three, this episode originally aired on my YouTube channel. You can get to it by going to nursemoneytalk.com/YouTube. Let's get started. Hey guys, this is Thomas over here at nursemoneytalk.com. And so I have actually been a nurse for a good while. I've been able to precept nursing students, new nurses. I've had opportunities to talk to them, talk to even experienced nurses to see what are some of the reasons why so many people choose to become nurses. And so what I'm going to do in this video, I'm going to take those conversations along with kind of like my own personal reasons of why I decided to become a nurse. And then I'm going to break that down into 10 points. These are going to be 10 reasons why so many people are choosing to become nurses. But before I get into that, if you're not already subscribed, make sure to hit that subscribe button on this channel. I talk about all things related to nursing student, and of course, nurse life. So let's actually get started with the first reason why so many people pick nursing, and that's because nurses actually get paid pretty well. So depending on where you look at, for me, I generally look at the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and you will see that nurses are making somewhere around like the low 80-ish thousand range. And of course, this is like a national kind of average deal. And so depending on where you live, so for example, if you live in the coast, you'll probably make, you know, probably average more. If you live in like the Midwest, the South or whatnot, you'll probably average somewhere, you know, you probably average a little bit lower than that. But generally speaking, that's roughly what nurses are making. And considering what, I think the average salary in the US is somewhere about like the 50-ish range, if I remember correctly, you can see nurses are actually doing pretty well. Now, keep in mind that that is the average salary for RNs. And LPNs, it's gonna be, you know, a bit lower than that. But for the purposes of this video, a lot of this is gonna apply to the LPNs, but just for the purposes of this video and just for simplicity, I'm gonna focus on the RNs. And so what makes that average salary so much more impressive is the fact that for many people, they are getting into that ability to make that much money with just an associate's degree. And so at this point, until the powers that be decide that they're going to actually make the BSN the minimum level of, you know, kind of like the minimum threshold to start practicing as an RN, you can actually get in as an RN with an associate's degree and start making good money. Now, I will say this, that if possible, I do recommend you pick the BSN route. And I'll put up here in a video why I think that's the case. But I mean, it's good money given an associate's degree. The second reason why so many people pick nursing is that there's just a lot of job opportunities. Nursing is in high demand, and according to statistics from the American Association of Colleges of Nursing, 94% of BSN graduates and 92% of MSN, so these would be Master's Prepared Graduates, find employment within 6 months after graduating. So what does that mean? If you're looking at 94%, 92%, so like mid-90s are going to be able to find a job after they're getting a degree, it means that you're almost assured that you're going to find a job. So it's not a degree where you go in and, you know, you'll be praying and hoping that you'll be able to find something. No, it's something where you can go in, get in it, and you know with pretty high confidence that coming out of it, you're going to be able to find a job, right? The third reason is that if you think about what nurses do, and really just like the core of being a nurse, it is that you are getting an opportunity to make a difference in people's lives. I look back at even just kind of like, you know, my career that I've had, which I think has been pretty long, depending on how you look at it. For those who've been practicing for decades, of course, it's going to seem short. But even then, and I just look at the patients, the family members I was able to comfort, reassure, educate, and how they can, you know, almost kind of like make the either kind of like help with managing whatever symptoms or whatever disease or pathology or issue that they have going on, or just kind of like helping them how to navigate that, how to prevent that, how to kind of deal with losses and grievings and all this other stuff. I mean, it's just, it has been just truly impressive, and in a lot of ways an honor just to be able to share in and be able to comfort people in some of the worst times of their life, and also to be able to celebrate with people in some of the best times of their lives. And so that's kind of like the beauty of nursing and just like the difference that you are able to make in people's lives. The fourth point is that talking to so many nurses that I have had the pleasure of working with in the past, many of them have gone into nursing because of the opportunities to travel. Now, this is not me, but I know this is a lot of nurses. And for those of you that don't know, might be wondering, what do you mean by travel, right? So there's a lot of ways you can look at this. So because nursing is in high demand in a lot of places, right? So that means that moving becomes pretty easy, right? Just make sure, you know, get a licensure or whatever place that you're going. Or if you work in a, you know, federal or Indian facility, then, you know, that, you know, the rules for that are a little bit different, but you get to be able to move around and not have to be like restrained, right? So you don't have to be in a situation where like you work in a certain field. So maybe like, you know, you work in oil, and so there's only like a handful of places where you can go where, you know, your job and your skill set is going to be in really high demand. That's not necessarily the case with nursing. The main point of this, though, is for the nurses who choose to become travel nurses. And what that is that for the nurses who have gained their experience, they can then go work with a nurse travel agency who will then connect them with these different hospitals throughout the country that are in need of nursing services. And so then the nurses are able to sign, I think it's like an 8-week, 16-week contract or something like that, and then are able to then just kind of go travel around. And so I've worked with nurses who came from another state, did their, you know, like just finished off a contract there, came in, they only did like an 8 or 16 week or whatever. And then, you know, right before their contract's up there, they'd already worked with their agency and secured another spot somewhere else that they actually want to go to. And so for a lot of people, it's a way for them to be able to travel around, see a lot of the different parts of the country. And for some people, even internationally as well, while, you know, still being able to work, make a living for yourself. And, you know, you don't have to wait till, you know, retirement or whatever to be able to kind of travel and see the world, if you will. Fifth reason is that as a nurse, you can specialize in an area that interests you. And what I mean by that is like one of the things that makes nursing so almost like it's, I know there's other areas like this, but that makes it fairly unique amongst most of the jobs is that there's a broad range of what you can do with your RN degree. I mean, we're going from, I mean, I'm talking about things from the, like if you want to do ICU, do you want to do ER? So that's emergency medicine. So do you want to do like OB? Do you want to do pediatrics, geriatrics, mental health? You know, just kind of like the list goes on and on in terms of just about whatever illness you can, you know, kind of imagine. Do you want to work in an inpatient hospital? You can do that. Do you want to work in a clinic? Do you want to do more specialty boutique things like aesthetic nursing? Are you the type of person who like, well, either you get burned out of it or you go into nursing thinking to yourself, I really don't want to deal with patients. I really don't want to deal with that, with people in general. Guess what? You can do that in nursing. There's, you know, you, if you just want to deal with less people, deal with paperwork. I mean, case management, utilization review. I mean, there's legal nurse consulting. There's just about anything you can imagine that in terms of a specialty that you might want to get into. A lot of times there's probably some way you can squeeze nursing into it. Like I just know, like, throughout like my career that I have just been amazed at the different kind of like areas or specialties that nurses can work in. Like, I was surprised whenever I realized that there's such a thing as like cruise ship nursing. So cruise ships hiring nurses to be on staff, or even which, I mean, I've never been on a cruise, so maybe that's why I didn't know. Some of you guys who've been on, if you've been on a cruise, you might know that, but I didn't know that. And, or like even for like summer camps, like camp nurses, nursing, if that's kind of like the thing that you want to do, you want to deal with the outdoors. And so many different avenues and opportunities of specialization based on your interests, or you get tired of this and you want to go do something else. You can probably make nursing work for it. So flexibility of schedule becomes the next reason why so many people are picking nursing as a career. And so previously, in my last point, I talked about how there's a lot of different specialties and avenues you can go into nursing. One of the things you'll notice with that is those different avenues will present itself with opportunities for different schedules, right? So just to kind of throw out what I mean. So let's say based on what's going on in your life, maybe spouse, kids, whatever the case is, let's say that you wanted to do 12-hour shifts. So that would be 7 to 7. You can find a nursing job that can do that. Maybe you wanted to do 8-hour shifts. So, you know, 7 to 3, maybe 3 to 11, maybe 11 to 7 would interest you. Or maybe even then 16-hour shifts, and then you could work longer days, longer hours per day, but then less number of days during the week. I worked 16-hour shifts for a couple of years, and so that's an option there. Maybe you have to break up your schedule a little bit more, like do 4 hours, like go part-time. You can find opportunities for that. Maybe you would prefer more of a school schedule, school nursing, right? You know, with school nursing, you're kind of following more of that like school kind of schedule. So you would have the opportunities for that there. And so maybe you want the ultimate flexibility. You want to be able to, you know, work from home, you know, make your own hours or something like that. There are work from home opportunities available. You can then move, you know, there's even like from things where you can make your own hours. I immediately think to myself, like, especially if you're good at writing, something like a health writer, where then really that's like the ultimate flexibility. You can more or less kind of dictate your own schedule based on, you know, just kind of meeting deadlines. And it's just so many different avenues of flexibility that you can make it work based on kind of like what's going on with your life. Now, I will kind of throw it out there that certain specialties, certain fields are, of course, going to lock you into certain hours or going to limit, you know, what flexibilities you can have with that. I mean, I think that kind of, you know, just kind of goes without saying. But the point is, though, is that if you are in a season where flexibility is more important to you than what specialty you're working in, you can make that work. Next one is high job satisfaction. Now, I know that you'll see the reports where nurses have like a high burnout rate, and events of the last couple years has definitely not helped with that. What you will also see is that the nurses who have been working for a long time, that a lot of them do enjoy their jobs. Like a lot of them, especially once they find kind of like that sweet spot of what kind of meshes well with their personal lives and with kind of like their personalities. Because I think a lot of nurses don't do enough switching around. They just kind of get stuck in one place. And so from the ones who've kind of maneuvered around a bit more and have found their sweet spot, a lot of them do have pretty high job satisfaction from just what I've noticed. My 8th point is that for some of the nurses that I have talked to in the past, one of the reasons why they chose nursing was just kind of like how well the profession was respected. You know, you look at a lot of kind of like surveys, like nursing is typically rated, you know, pretty high up there, you know, a lot of times number one, top three or whatever of the most trusted profession in the country. And so generally speaking, there's a high regard when it comes to, you know, kind of like to nursing and to the nursing profession. You know, it kind of makes sense because like anybody who's ever been a patient, like an inpatient wise, or somebody who has had a loved one, a friend or whatever that was a patient in a hospital, and you see how much interaction there is between the patient and the nurses, it's not hard to kind of see where that appreciation and where kind of like that respect for nurses comes from. The next point is that some of the nurses that I talked to, they mentioned how like benefits was one of the reasons why that they decided to go into nursing. Now, I know that some of you guys, depending on where you're working, you're going to be rolling your eyes because honestly, a lot of facilities, their benefits are not very good. Some of them just suck. Like it's like just awful. But looking at everything I've said before and the high kind of like mobility of going from one place to the other, there are opportunities to find the nursing jobs with the facilities or the companies that will give you benefits. Or I was gonna say they'll give you good benefits, but I think it's better to say that will give you the benefits that you value. Because I think it's important to note that different people will value different things and will look at different things as a benefit. So for example, for some people, maybe having a pension is a big deal to them and they want a pension. They don't want a 401k, they want a pension, and that's a big deal for them. Maybe for some people, they don't want a pension. They don't want to fool around with a pension. They want a 401k, that would be a benefit. Maybe somebody, they just want to be paid as much money as possible. Maybe for somebody else, they want really good insurance. Maybe for somebody, they just want to be able to have the most amount of time off, the most amount of paid leave or whatever, or flexibility. I mean, you know, just kind of like the list kind of goes on. And I look back to, even like the nurses that worked in like some of the federal or government facilities, state facilities or whatnot, where many times those jobs are, you know, kind of like touted as like having like the best benefits ever. I don't necessarily agree with that, but that is a kind of like a topic for a whole nother video. But for a lot of the nurses in those particular jobs, they're getting the benefits that they want. So it could be like the day offs or, you know, whatever other benefit. Could also be like the pension, because like, you know, the federals, they still have kind of like the first pension or whatever. And so it just really depends. But the key thing is you can find a job that will have the benefits that you value. Before I get to my last point, real quick, if you are finding this video helpful, I would really appreciate the thumbs up. It really does help in terms of, letting the YouTube algorithm know that, you know, there are people finding this video valuable. And then ideally, it will then push this out to more people. So I would really, really appreciate the thumbs up, and then maybe even a comment if there's any questions or, you know, maybe any thoughts that you might have on this. Last note before I get to my 10th point is that if you're not a nurse and you want to be a nurse, like you want to find a nursing program, I have some videos on the YouTube channel, some articles on nursemoneytalk.com, and then I'll also put one up here as well that will kind of just kind of give you the steps on what you need to do to, you know, to find a good nursing school and all that good stuff. Or you can just go to nursemoneytalk.com/schools and pick one, you know, that's close to your area and talk to an academic advisor. So just kind of something to think about. But let's kind of get back to my 10th one. And I think this one is pretty important, or I think can be big, especially given, you know, the recent issues with like student loans and whatnot. And that's that because of the value nurses have, like the degree has a high value in the marketplace, and because of how in demand it is, a lot of times you can, or maybe most, or maybe even all the time, depending on how desperate and what lengths you're willing to go, you can find financial aid, opportunities to where your tuition will be paid for you, or maybe like your loans will be paid down for you as well. I'm not talking necessarily about like the 10-year whatever crap or whatever that like a lot of people ended up getting in trouble for. I'm talking about just like opportunities where like it's actually like your actual loans are actively being paid down as you go through. You're not like waiting until like 10 years or whatever to actually receive any of those benefits. That's not what I'm talking about. A lot of times it could be contracting with a particular hospital or hospital system or facility where they'll pay X amount towards your degree. In return, you will work with them for X number of time, for X number of years. So I remember like one in particular, this was a couple years ago, or actually this would have been probably several years ago. I don't know what their situation is now, but the facility was offering what I think it was $2,500 a semester. So it would have been, I think, about $5,000 a year, and you know, that they'll pay towards your tuition, and then you'll work with them for like a year. For every $5,000 they paid, you work a year for them or whatever. I know like in the state that I live in, that the state actually was at one point, I don't know if they still are, was giving a pretty generous scholarship for nurses if you end up, of course, when you're done working for any private you know, hospital system, whenever you're done, for X number of years in that state. So there's a lot, I think there's a lot of opportunities out there if you're willing to go look for it, and or if you're not really wanting to take out student loans. So that is, in a nutshell, the 10 reasons why I think so many people are picking nursing as a profession. If you agree, disagree, or if you have like other thoughts, let me know in the comment sections below. Thank you so much for watching, and I will catch you very soon in that next video.